We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, CP, when you look at the Skins running game, let's say the last like three, four years, the problems that they've had, do you feel like they've had consistent problems, and how fixable are those problems?
I just think it's a matter of sticking with the running game, putting your running backs in the best position you can put them in. When you look at the running game in the 2 weeks that we've had it, week one, you were consistent, downhill, really not a lot of thinking involved for the offensive line. You know, you can hit the hole, the play was designed in attack mode, whereas week two, it was kind of a lot of thinking. You know, the stunts by Indy confused us. A lot of guys miss assignments in the offensive line. Running backs really couldn't get going, because if you don't move that offensive line, running backs can't get going. So I think that was the confusion. You got to simplify, get downhill, and be in attack mode the entire time. And then you got to be consistent. You can't come out and abandon the running game because of some negative plays. If your best players aren't touching the ball, which I think Chris, you know, didn't have a lot of plays in the first quarter, and AP maybe had like four carries at halftime, you kind of abandoned your go-to. And I think right now, with so many question marks, you got to get started early with those guys.
Would you, like, you talk about the run scheme and the kind of the plays that these guys come into a game with. Is there something they could do to simplify that may make it easier? Do they need this kind of diversity? Like, what do you think of the run game plan?
I mean, you got to always have your go-to runs. You're supposed to always have a run that's your go-to that's going to pick up 4 yards when you call it. You know, if I think back to Coach Gibbs' era, if we call gut, we knew two or three plays of gut, we're gonna get 4 yards. You might stop it once, but we're coming right back with it. And it gives the running back an opportunity to see what the defense is doing. You can set the defense up. You know where you want to hit it. You know how the defense is playing this play. When you have a bunch of different runs, you don't really get a lot of looks. And we don't run the ball consistently enough to have 25 or 30 runs going into a game, because you're constantly showing the defense something new. But at the same time, you're showing our offensive line something new. So they can't go and say, well, these guys are over pursuing when I take this step, or these guys are doing this when I get downhill. So it's kind of confusing for both. Therefore, you got to simplify the run game. You know, all that passing game, that's where you do all the fancy. You can go in with 1,000 passes for protection. Running wise, hey, this is what we do. This is our go-to play. You take this away from us. And when you take it away, then you have a play to counter that. You don't need to have 25 running plays. You don't need to have a zone, a stretch, a sweep, a this, a that. Hey, this is what we're going to do. This is where this defense is bad at. This is what we're good at. And you attack that.
How would you describe the chemistry that's needed between an offensive line and a running back?
I just think the offensive line has to know where the running back is going to be and how the running back is going to attack. If your running back is one of those patient guys where he's waiting to find a huge hole, or do you have a running back that's going to go and create and you got to get out of the way? So with that mindset, you know, even for the running back has to know, listen, this is a guy that I can go and he's going to fall for it with me. Or this is a guy that is going to struggle on this play. And I need to prepare just in case he gets beat. I need to know my skate route. So that was my thoughts as a running back, like knowing my personnel, knowing who in front of me, knowing what they were strong at, knowing what they were weak at. And then once we got to that play, I could already know how this play is going to go or how I need to read this guy, because all week long shows you how he's going to be able to play it.
One of the things that really stuck with me when I used to watch film with Cooley a lot, and obviously you would pop in every once in a while, we'd look at some stuff, is how quickly the holes come and go. the timing of plays is so important. Can you do because you played, I feel like you can explain that a lot better, but can you try to explain to people how fast that hole is there and then gone and how important timing is?
It's real fast. I mean, it's just like a pitcher, you know, it's like a pitcher or a quarterback on a three-step drop. Listen, you got on these three steps, this is the window that's supposed to open up. If you go four or five steps or you hold the ball, you're probably going to get sacked or this is going to be a bad play because the defense recovers. So those guys can read. Those guys get paid just like you do. So when you make this decision, it has to be on time. It has to be right now. This is how you execute a play. You can't wait around like, oh, we're going to run a draw play, but we're going to run a draw play early. Then, therefore, the line doesn't set, the team doesn't bite on the pass drop, and everyone is uphill. So you got to let a play develop. And all plays are drawn up that way. You know, if you're attacking and you're getting downhill, gut is probably your fastest, or dive would be your fastest handoff. Whereas gut, you get a read step, you get to set the defense up, make the defense move off of their point, and then you can attack. If you're running power, you have to wait. You got to be patient for your guard to get around and make sure your guard get a good block in front of you. That opens power up. If you're running stretch, then you got to be prepared to press it as long as you possibly can to make the defense over pursue to give you cutback lanes, because you're not – I mean, the look is to fool you and make you think, I'm trying to get outside, but honestly – I want to plant, get downhill, and hit the first crease that I see. But I got to get you running before things begin to crease up and the offensive line begin to cut you. When you're running sweeps, it's sort of the same thing. You know, you're running sweep with the intentions of getting outside and getting to the sideline, not to let's go sweep action and cut it back. So you're really trying to get to the sideline and outrun everyone. So all runs, like every play, is drawn to hit a certain way. So therefore, knowing how this play is supposed to hit, that's how you're supposed to attack it.
All right, last question. How do you – and I don't even know if there's a great way to verbalize this, but I'm going to see you because you're good at verbalizing NFL running back stuff. Playing fast versus being patient. How do you balance those?
Well, it's play call. You know which one you're trying to do. If you look at Adrian Peterson, it's, hey, you want to get Adrian Peterson through the hole downhill because he takes off at 100 miles per hour. You don't really want Adrian Peterson taking read steps and trying to wait on someone else because of his presence. You know, his dominant side is to be fast paced. Whereas you get CT, you want to give CT a draw. So you want to kind of be patient because they got to worry about him getting out in coverage, and they got to worry about him sticking here and getting a draw and being able to shake some. So if you're playing in a zone coverage and CT is getting a draw play, then when they read pass, therefore everyone is dropping. So you hand this draw off to Chris, and all of a sudden everyone got to come back forward. He can make guys miss, so he's great for that. Whereas AP, if you just see AP standing in the backfield on a passing play and you see everybody passing, you might look and say, well, this is a draw coming because I don't know why AP hasn't moved yet. So this is different ways of defending. I would think you want to get these guys downhill because Chris can get downhill too. You really want to, you don't really want to get the wear and tear on Chris and have him going up against your normal package or your normal defense, 3-4 or 4-3 linebackers. You kind of want to get them in a mismatch where the team got to put in nickel defense or bring in dime or do something funky with him because you don't really want him taking that wear and tear. Whereas AP, hey, I don't care how many linebackers on field. If I can get AP going downhill, then linebackers, safeties, DBs, they're going to start to get out of the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.